Got you locked in on Fresh FM 102.9. This ain't love. That was Givian right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul. It is 3:12 right now, and joining me in studio, as promised, is God's favorite son. I always say second favorite because I'm trying to fight for the title. That is Mr. Effie. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Philip, man. Hi to all the listeners as well.
Yes.
Glad to be back here.
It's great to have you. How's the day going so far? How's the year been? I mean, the last time we saw you in studio was last year, no?
Yeah, it was last year when we came to promote a single with a few of my friends. Uh-huh. I mean, the year has been good. We've just been cooking up something.
Yes.
Which is the reason why I'm here.
Exactly.
And hopefully it will be out by the end of the year. But we are talking about the single today. Uh-huh. But the day and the year has been good so far. Very productive.
Okay. Now, before we dive into the single that is out, or the track that is out, I'd like to bring you into the topic that we're having for today. Now, we're talking about the shotgun seat. Right?
Okay.
So the seat next to the driver's seat. And the question is, who gets the seat? Is it the wife? Or is it the mom?
Oh, my word. Yo, bro.
Yeah, this one has puzzled many communities for years, so we have to get it out of the system.
Yeah, that's hectic, eh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, but I would lean more towards the mom,
mm-hmm.
Simply because the age gap, number one, respect.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for that woman at that seat, you behind would not have a husband, you know? So I think the way I honor her, she should honor my mom as well.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be a thing where my mom is always there as well. That's something else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's dive into the chat for today. Now, you have a song out, dropped about four or five days ago.
Yes.
It's called Immortal. And I must say, this is quite the banger. Lebogang is on the song as well as Maranatha.
Yeah.
Now, why the title Immortal?
Yeah. The title Immortal is basically derived from a passage in scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10,
mm-hmm.
that basically talks about our Lord Jesus Christ having abolished death and brought life and immortality to light.
Okay.
And you know, Evanescence did a song, My Immortal. Some other guys did a song, Immortal. But I just thought, from a Christian perspective,
mm-hmm.
I should also bring that subject to say, when you believe in the Lord Jesus, you will live forever.
Yeah.
And that is the true essence of immortality.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's what the song talks about in a nutshell.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. And we're talking about this off air, right? And it's Effie Sanyime's song. And then in the music video, below the song, it's Immortal by Victoria Sanyime, which is your wife, who directed.
Absolutely.
So I would like to dive into, you know, alignment, right?
Mm.
And looking at, you know, they always say, or the Bible says, whoever finds a wife finds a good thing, right?
Yes.
And it's very important with reference to alignment as well.
Yeah.
And I think what you guys have done so far, it's brilliant with reference to alignment. So I'd like to dive into why is alignment important when looking at finding, you know, a good thing, which is a wife?
Yeah, oof. Very, very good question.
Thank you.
I think I cannot re-emphasize that that part. Like, unless there's alignment, there'll be a lot of frustrations,
mm-hmm.
you know. The Bible, again, says, how can two walk together unless they agree?
Yeah,
and where there is no unity, God cannot command his blessing.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm pulling towards the north, you are pulling towards the south, no one is going anywhere.
Exactly.
We are stuck. You know, so it's very, very pivotal before you even get into anything. Find out, what are your passions? What are your interests?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you believe in? What are your core values? And even before the whole feelings and the butterflies come, I think the part of alignment and purpose should take the premise, because you know, feelings change, right? Feelings change. But if you guys have something in common, you have the same goals, the same vision, the same purpose, you are moving in the same direction,
mm-hmm.
I think you really, that's where you found a good thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's when you found a good thing. Yeah.
I like that. And keeping it with reference to alignment, within this particular song you feature Lebogang as well as Maranatha. Now, with reference to your artistic perspective, why did you feel like Lebogang and Maranatha made, you know, perfect sense for this particular song?
Lebogang, ironically, this is actually her first ever song.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She just sang in the choir. Like, when she came in studio, she was so nervous. Even now when the video dropped, she's like, oh my word, what's happening to my life? You guys have turned my life upside down.
Yeah.
I'm just a mom. I don't know what you guys are
making. Now she's a celebrity.
Now she's a whole celebrity. And so yeah, with regards to Lebogang, because I wanted to make it a multinational song, not national, but continental, so to speak. Okay. I wanted to reach out to South Africa and other beyond their borders. Mm-hmm. And Lebohang is a South African.
Okay.
And the concept we had with the producer, if we can get Lebohang in and we do the English part that everybody understands, I think it will do well. Mm-hmm. So ironically, we're thinking of who can we get? And my wife was like, Lebohang singing in the choir, but I'm not sure if she can. I'm like, bring her. So when we came to studio, a shout out to my producer Mozesh. He directed her, did a fantastic job with her. And yeah, man, it's been awesome. People, the reviews and the response has been phenomenal. And then just that little magic of Maranatha, mm-hmm. just put it over the top. And yeah, it was just beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now let's talk about the music video. I mean, the music video looks, I don't like saying this because it makes it seem like Namibian content is not good, but it doesn't look like it was shot here.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the making of the music video.
Yeah.
And how did this, you know, this concept come alive, and what was the process like, you know, working with Lebohang, Maranatha, as well as working with your wife as
Yes, yes. So the video was shot by Eric Mule, mm-hmm. but my wife was directing it every step of the way, because my wife is a film director. She's a script writer as well.
Flex.
Yeah. He who finds a wife.
Hey.
So I came to her, I was like, listen, I want to do something creative, something different. You know, when people hear of gospel artists, they only see you are somewhere in the dunes, somewhere on a mountain alone, you know. So I was like, I don't want any of that. Mm-hmm. Help me come up with a concept. You write movies for a living.
Yeah.
So she came up with a script, and very, very brilliant. She came up with the set designs, mm-hmm. and then she directed Eric Mule, who also did a very, very fantastic job. And and then we got everybody together, the outfits, everything was planned by her, to be honest.
Yeah,
so it was such a seamless process. You know, when everything is in place, there's no stress, no hassle. And that's what that was the product of a combination of many brilliant creative minds.
Exactly. Yeah. And it looks fantastic. Now, I was watching it now, actually, and I was like, yo, wow, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, we're running a bit out of time. We're speaking of, and you did mention that this is, you know, a step into a project that you're planning to release eventually.
Yeah.
So what can we expect in the near distant future with Mr. Effie, God's favorite son?
Yeah, so this is the first of many, because mm-hmm. I've been quiet for quite some time.
Yeah.
I mean, on a solo basis. Mm-hmm. So this is the first single to my upcoming album, which I hope to release by October. And there'll be it will be backed up or followed by other singles as well, maybe two or three more videos before the album drops. So I'm back.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking forward to a great year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward as well. And with that said, thank you so much for joining me in studio.
100%.
We're looking forward to a lot more work. And as soon as you drop, you must come.
100%. Guys, your viewers, head over to YouTube.
Yes.
It's Effie Immortal. Featuring Lebohang and Maranatha. Head over to YouTube, watch the video. I'm sure you'll be blessed and you'll enjoy it.
Exactly. It's also out on all streaming platforms as well.
All streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, the works.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, that's it. Thank you so much. Have yourself a wonderful day and a great weekend ahead.
Thank you so much, Arthur.